All right, welcome, welcome, welcome to Association Chat, an online discussion where we warm ourselves by the virtual fire with topics of the day, featuring thought leaders and trailblazers alike to join up in this online home for the association community. I'm the host of Association Chat, Kiki Letalien, and maybe you've heard some questions out there about some new comings and goings, changes, all kinds of things happening in the tech sector for the association industry. Have you heard about any of this news? Have you happened to hear about the acquisition of Fontiva? Have you wondered, what does this mean for the association industry? For this interview, I am going to be talking with three guests who are playing a big role, critical role in this recent acquisition of Fontiva. Fontiva, an enterprise AMS focused on the association industry and a longtime friend and fan of Association Chat. So adding a few different faces to our discussion today, I'm welcoming Jake Fabry, Pat McGlynn, and Neil Platt. Hi, welcome everyone.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
All right. So, you know, today, if you're not familiar with everyone, what I'm going to do is just share a little bit about each person, each guest that we have on today. Neil has served as CEO of TogetherWorks since its founding in 2016. He has more than 20 years experience as a software and payments entrepreneur and executive, nurturing and growing successful fintech companies. There's so much more to read. You can read about it in the show notes. Jake, my friend, Jake, he has over two decades of experience in association technology management. He's designed and expertly executed dozens of strategies, and they have consistently resulted in solid revenue growth for his teams. And I just have to say, he's one of the most fantastic CMOs I know. And then Pat McGlynn, who is Fontiva's president. He's responsible for the overall strategy and business operations in the US and Europe. He was previously Fontiva's chief revenue officer, and he's successfully expanded Fontiva's presence in the association and events markets on both continents. That was a mouthful. Now we're on to the questions, but everyone's been introduced and now we're all here. So Neil, I want to start with you and just say, okay, talk to us about TogetherWork. What is TogetherWork? Who is TogetherWork? And why was this the right time to make this relationship change with Fontiva?
Yeah, sure. I'm happy to talk about that. Thanks again for having us on here to tell our story. So probably most of your viewers and listeners are not familiar with TogetherWork. TogetherWork is a provider of software and payments solutions to a wide range of groups, organizations, and communities. We got our start about 5 years ago, a little more, in the fraternal world, providing services to college sororities and fraternities. And since then, we've expanded into all sorts of organizations, from charities, labor unions, religious institutions, cultural institutions, summer camps, and the like. During that time, maybe one reason you haven't heard of us is during that time, although we've grown mostly by acquisition, the companies that we've acquired typically continue on their own with their own brands, their own management teams, and we, TogetherWork, doesn't introduce a lot of change. We don't rebrand companies. We don't kind of make a big splashy presence in the market. Particularly, we don't introduce a lot of change that's apparent to customers. So we do some things in the background, you know, in terms of like financial systems and reporting and so on. But hopefully those are changes that result, if we're doing our job right, which I think we have mostly, they result in greater customer satisfaction and, you know, improved relationships and so on. So we've had our eye. So that's who TogetherWork is. You asked me about, you know, why the right time. We've actually had our eye on the association space for a long time. We've been circling around it for at least a few years. And, you know, it is really important group management market that we are currently serving right now. And thematically, when you think about our software, which is software for managing groups of people, interacting with them, facilitating communities, collecting payments, and facilitating events, it really thematically fits right in with our other lines of business. Mm. And I would say, you know, just to give a little bit of context for this, although this is obviously, you know, big news, we think, in the industry when we announce it. I've known Jerry Hoskins, the co-founder and outgoing CEO, still, you know, helping us with the transition of Fontiva. I've known him for over 3 years, and we've been talking about this in one form or another since then.
Well, so what does something like this mean for the association industry? And I guess, you know, Pat, Jake, I'm not sure which one of you want to answer this, but, you know, we have had a lot of changes in the association tech sector in recent years. A lot of people paying attention to these changes. And I know that, you know, the idea of an enterprise AMS doing something like this, a lot of people are going to say, what does this mean? What does this mean to us? What does this mean for the association sector? So what does it mean? Can you put this into some context for us?
Yeah, you know, the thing about Togetherwork is that they are experts at the business of running SaaS technology software company. And whenever an organization like that is interested in associations, I think that's a great thing because it means Fontevil will get better at what we do. And that is to provide the mission critical supporting really important work that our association customers do, right, in our society, even now more than ever. And as you mentioned, you know, we know this isn't the first time a change, an acquisition like this type has happened. And, you know, the past isn't an indication of what's going to happen in the future, because sometimes in the past, it hasn't always benefited the associations. But the main difference here is that Togetherwork has a track record of keeping the customers at the center of their business. That's why our co-founders at Fontevil were comfortable and interested in them as a steward of the business going forward. And I firmly believe that what that means is that this acquisition will be very beneficial to our current and future customers. And we're still the fastest growing association software available, and we plan to continue that. So hopefully there will be a lot of future customers to benefit from this.
So what does this mean sort of in the immediate future and then moving forward for Fontevil's customers?
Yeah, I think I'll take that one. The as Neil already alluded to, Togetherwork's operating model is to allow their operating companies to be fairly autonomous, only getting involved in enhancing process, sharing best practices around running a SaaS software company or product development. But they look for opportunities where our customers could benefit from their scale, where our customers could benefit from their expertise, for their technology, right? And those are the strategic conversations that are really exciting to me, to Jake, and to Togetherwork right now that we're starting to have. So we're 2 weeks in, right? And we're starting to have those conversations around, okay, where can we best utilize this to benefit our customers? Mm-hmm. One of the things that made this acquisition right for Fontevil is a shared culture of putting the customer at the center of everything. And I think the way Neil has described it to me in the past is that when our customer communities are thriving, we're thriving. Mm-hmm. And we share that. So those are the strategic conversations that are just beginning to prioritize the initiatives that are going to impact our customers. I think in the near term, our customers aren't going to feel or there's not going to be a lot of change. But I can give you a couple of examples of things that our customers will benefit from in the medium term. First, in the area of expertise and best practices, we now have a CTO, Satya, working with our product organization to better understand how we can improve our processes and systems within product development to release more features into the market that our customers have been asking for. So our product roadmap is going to change, and our hope is that expertise accelerates our product roadmap for our customers. Another area is our COO, that Todd Schulte, with a vast experience in professional services and support, working with us now and having many conversations about where we improve customer service and support and best practices that we can adopt from other parts of Togetherwork. And then in the area of technology, the Togetherwork's payment platform provides a lot of feature and functionality that, quite frankly, our customers have been asking for a long time. And this isn't going to happen immediately, but as quickly as we can get this into their hands, they're going to see things like financial management or chapter billing functionality. So for those large associations with hundreds of chapters, that's a big, big undertaking that we can benefit from, because that's an area of expertise for TogetherWork operating companies and their payments platform. And a couple other quick things on the payments platform: Lockbox, ACH, others, international payments and mobile payments. Those are all things that our customers have been asking for and that we don't provide today, that we're going to bring to market with this acquisition by TogetherWork.
Oh, that's actually really exciting, because I'm always interested in seeing, like, what is this? So what does this mean? What kind of new offerings might be coming down the path? And, for sure. And I see Jay out there watching. He says, putting the customer at the center. Yes, music to my ears. Yes, music to all of our ears. You know, that is the thing, is that, it's, what happens next? What is the way that you're growing? What is the way that you're expanding? Fontiva is a great name in the industry. And I know that making sure that you maintain that reputation is very important to you. How soon did you say some of these things are going to start rolling out?
We got safe harbor disclaimers somewhere.
Right. We haven't signed those.
We actually started along the path on the payments path before the acquisition with other partners. So it's something that we knew our customers wanted and would benefit from. We've already talked to a lot of our customers about it. So we have a big incentive, as does TogetherWork, to do that as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
And it is going to be an evolution, right? It's just like our product roadmap, different functionality will be coming out over time. And that integration essentially is what it is. That integration is underway.
Yeah.
So we want to do it as quickly as our customers want it.
Are you listening? Is everyone listening to this? So call Pat. No. So Jake, I want to talk a little bit about how you're managing the communications on this, because that is such a struggle, I feel, for anyone who is going through change, whether you're an association or whether you're a tech company or what have you. Whenever there's change, especially in a time when people feel like, so much uncertainty about everything, communicating clearly is really important. So how have you been navigating that? Have you been managing expectations and releasing the news?
Yeah, Pat and I, when we first sat down on a Saturday, I'm forgetting how many weeks ago now, when this became a reality, we committed to over-communication. Because we believe that was the best path forward. And all of our stakeholders, Fontivans, our customers and our partners, were notified in most cases by phone calls with Fontiva leadership. And we rolled out the public announcement a little over a week ago now, last Wednesday, after those phone calls were sort of taking place. Because we wanted to give our internal stakeholders a little bit more of a personal touch. And that's the way we've always sort of run Fontiva. So we continued forward with that. We are trying to have regular communication. Fontivans have regular communication internally, and providing them with the information that they can have conversations with customers. Of course, any Fontivan is equipped to have a customer conversation, or an industry professional conversation about this. And as the whole, I will tell you, the conversations with association professionals, like our future clients, our current clients, they're ongoing, of course, but initially people are curious, they want to know how's it going to affect me, whatever their role is, as Pat mentioned earlier. But I will have to say, I've been pleasantly surprised that overall, once they know the details, we're hearing overwhelmingly positive feedback from everything that we have planned so far and what the specifics of this will mean for them. So we'll continue to over-communicate. We'll continue through a lot of different mediums to our customers and our stakeholders of Fontivans and partners and customers and future customers in the association industry. So that's why I'm very pleased that you invited us on for this interview because you're a great conduit to the association professionals as well. But we will continue to take every opportunity we can to communicate and to let them know how we're doing and to listen to how they feel we're doing and how we can get better.
How can people do that? How do you prefer that they reach out to you? I mean, you know, do they need to call you directly, Jake, or do they like, how should they best reach out to you? Because I know that people who are watching, especially people who are watching association chat, they might have, you know, a little more in-depth questions about, you know, especially because, you know, so many people are often trying to figure out what they're going to do for their next AMS, or if they need to be asking those questions, or even talking about the future of the technology itself. So who should they reach out to? What should they do?
Yeah, look, I'm always available. My Twitter handle is Jake from Fontiva. It's pretty simple to
not Jake from State Farm.
Not Jake from State Farm. Jake from Fontiva, to be clear. Yeah, I was so pleased to see that reemerge at the Super Bowl commercials this year. But yeah, so they always can reach out to me, my email, my phone. And if I don't have the answer, I will get the answer. But I will reiterate also, we have equipped our Fontivans to talk to people about this. You know, we communicate the information to them as well. This isn't a small group that can talk to them, and they know how to get the right answers if they don't have them as well. But I'm always available to talk to anybody in the industry, for sure.
I love it.
I would just add that, you know, we do get a lot of requests through our whoever they have a strong relationship with. It could be their customer success manager. It could be their project manager if they're in implementation. And we've taken a number of those requests in where they said, listen, I really want to talk to somebody about this. And I was on the phone with an international customer that made that request early this morning to see how it would impact their implementation and what they were doing. So we've reached out to a large number of customers and had personal phone calls. We can't reach out to everybody, but if there are people that want to talk to us, talk to your customer success manager and people that you have a relationship with. I'm happy to get on the phone. In fact, I would welcome it because I want to listen to what the concerns are, what their ideas are, and answer their questions to make sure that they understand what this acquisition and what the future is all about.
Well, so Jay says here, and I love it, Jay. He always has such great comments, but he says communicate often and in a variety of ways. Yes, I agree with the commitment to over communicate. Yeah, over communicate and communicate often. You know, one thing that I know people sort of expect from their technology providers is to be this fountain of knowledge when it comes to, you know, what's happening in technology, specifically in the technology or in the technology sector for associations. I know that, you know, people often reach out to their AMS provider to say, okay, what do I need to know? And so I guess this question, and I'm not sure who this needs to go out to, but what do you think are the top questions on every association CIO, CTO's minds right now?
Jake, do you want to start? Or do you want me to? I think we can both answer this.
Yeah. I have a couple ideas about that. You know, I think the main questions we get from association leaders and association technology professionals centers around how we're going to equip them to keep up with the latest in technology, how they're going to be able to take advantage of things like AI to better serve their members, how they're going to transition their offerings for members to meet a digital world, right? And, you know, the last year has taught us the best plans in the world, if they can't be executed, you have to have a plan B. So, you know, how they're going to adjust and have plan Bs and how their software is going to support their business, because they're being asked to do more and more. They're being asked to provide more and more, and they're becoming more central to how associations function and more mission critical. So that's what I think we continually hear from association technology and CIO professionals is, how are you going to help me keep up, and how are you going to help me be at the center of what our association is giving to our members going forward?
Mm-hmm. I know another question that we get a lot, because the association industry is, you know, it's a small world type of industry. right? And they value association expertise and experience. So one of the things that we hear a lot is, how does this impact that at Fontiva? And the answer really is because a couple of things. One, because TogetherWork is not an association and doesn't espouse to be an association expert. One of the reasons why they came to Fontiva is because of our expertise and experience at all different levels. And they're not going to try to change that, right? And I'm blessed to have some of the most experienced and most talented association experts in the industry. And I'm talking about Jake. I'm talking about Dirk Behrens and John Warner and John Baker. And just those individuals have over 100 years combined of experience in the industry. Those folks, it's not changing. The management team, the leadership team, and they're not going anywhere. In fact, they're being elevated in a number of different ways in our organization, and you're going to be hearing more and seeing more of them. So that is a question that we get a lot that I want to make sure that everybody understands. We're going to keep providing that association expertise and experience from those people.
Oh, I love hearing that. I think that's excellent. That's probably the best news I've heard all day. I mean, you really provide some excellent education, information on an ongoing basis. So it's really, really fantastic. Julie says, good afternoon all. Good afternoon, Julie. Glad to see you here. Okay. We have just a little bit more time. I wanted to talk about, there's one focus, and you just spoke to this a little bit, Pat, but as for the envisioned future, you know, Fontiva's envisioned future, has it changed from what it was before, or is it different? If it's different, how is it different? Give me a painted picture, right? Give me Fontiva's future.
So, I think I'll start by just saying what it's not for a second, right?
Okay.
So this is not the future of the platform is not totally changed. This is not an acquisition, and this strategy is a fine strategy, mm-hmm. but it's not an acquisition where we're going to take this product mm-hmm. and combine it and make it one platform for all these different areas of focus and try to be an all-in-one platform. That's not the strategy, right? We'll do integrations where they make sense for our customers and bring new functionality to our platform. But our platform isn't changing their direction. Also, what it's not is this is not an acquisition of, hey, we're just buying the technology and we're going to try to apply it into a different industry, right? This is allowing us to really focus resources on the association industry. We're all committed to the association industry. So that envisioned future of providing service to the association industry on this great platform built on Salesforce, mm-hmm. none of that's changing, mm-hmm. okay? Now, of course, there are gonna be some changes. This means, you know, change is gonna happen. Those conversations, like I said a bit earlier, are happening right now. They're all gonna be made with the customer in at the center. And I know Neil agrees, if there is a place in the TogetherWork portfolio that they can bring to bear in the association industry, that might be a change. And if it benefits our customers, we're gonna make that move, right? We're focused on the industry, we're focused on providing great technology to our customers. And changes will emerge over time as we get to know TogetherWork and they get to know us and our customer base. We're headed down the same path, which is to provide a great product and now more great product to our customers that help them with really critical and essential things that they do on a day-to-day basis.
Excellent. Well said. Well, okay. Because we have just enough time, mm-hmm. I'm going to say just enough time. There is one feature, and I didn't warn you, Jake, that this is something that we do, but there is one feature to association chats interviews that we've added on, and I didn't think that we'd have enough time to do it, but now that we do, here we are. And that is in the community, in the private community, every week there is a question of the week. And so what I've been doing is asking the guests to share what their answer to the question of the week is. So are you ready to hear the question of the week?
Yeah, I'm on pins and needles.
I know. Okay. So this is a good one. All right. So what is one thing that you have done that you will never, ever do again?
Just one, right?
Just one. I know. Some of us have more than but yeah.
Was that a question for Jake?
Oh, it's a question for each one of you.
Nice try, Neil.
Yeah, nice try.
Nice deflection, though. I can lead it off. I once had a certain type of food slipped in called tripe slipped into a soup I was eating, and I didn't know about it, and it didn't end well for me. So I will never eat that particular food again.
Okay, fair enough. Neil or Pat?
I'm going to go. I've got the recency effect working on me right now. So I just went on a little snow ski trip with my kids and this past weekend. And I love snow skiing. And at one point in time, I went down one of those trails and tried some jumps and box rails and other crazy things. At this point in my life, I will never, ever do that again.
Intentionally.
Intentionally, never, ever. I'm still going to snow ski, but I'm not going to try anything.
You're not going to do challenge.
I'm going to leave that to my 20-year-old children.
Right, right. Okay, Neil?
Well, let's see. I struggle to think of only one. Sometimes I ask people in the situation, say, what's the worst job you've ever had? I have a pretty good answer for that, and I know it's something that I'll never do again, which was at the end of my freshman year of college. I wanted to go away for the summer, was desperate to make as much money as I could in a short period of time. And there was a job available. It was basically cleaning out all the dorm rooms and all the bathrooms right after students had moved out before summer term could move in. And it was, you know, like a 16-hour day job of some of the most disgusting cleaning you could ever imagine.
Oh my God.
You know, just leave it at that. But it worked out. I, you know, got what I wanted out of it. I'm not doing that again.
Well, now we know. So, and I'm curious about everyone else's answers too. Listen, I hope you enjoyed listening and meeting everyone today, finding out more about this wonderful acquisition. Jake, Neil, Pat, thank you so much for joining me today and talking to the Association Chat community. Great
Thanks
to
for
have
having
you. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And so if anyone wants to connect with them, please check out Fontiva.com. Go find out more. Definitely stay in touch. Follow their education. I'm going to kick all of you guys off now. Bye, everyone. If you have questions, want to find out more, definitely check out Fontiva.com. Write them in the comments below. I hope you had a fantastic time listening to this. And also share your answers to those questions. Share your answer to the question of what you would never do again. I would be curious to know. And as always, keep asking questions to learn every day. As Joseph Campbell once said, the cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. I hope you have a great rest of the week, everyone.